All right, since I'm on a roll here watching all these Father of the Bride movies, I thought, why not take a look at the 2022 remake of Father of the Bride, starring Andy Garcia as the father, Billy Herrera, Gloria Estefan as the mother, Ingrid Herrera, Adria Arjona as Sofia Herrera, the bride, Diego Boneta as Aiden Castillo, the groom. In this version of the film, this one is completely different. It doesn't follow the same format or the layout as the first two films. It deviates 180 degrees. You have a Hispanic or Cuban version of the father and the mother in this one. They live in Florida, I believe. The son-in-law, or the son-to-be, Aiden, he is not your traditional groom in so much as the daughter proposed to him to be married. And that was sort of like, oh, you proposed to him and him, not him to you. And the other thing was when they got married, you find out that he was taking her name and not her taking his name, which was very strange. And then you also had the scenes with the wedding planner in this one. And the wedding planner was, I want to say, the woke version of today's, what we would call woke version of the wedding planner, and worried about throwing out terms like cultural appropriation. And there were a few things like that that I just thought didn't really need to be added into what should be as a wholesome, entertaining film. Having said that, these were minor distractions, and Andy Garcia is an amazing actor. He played this part well. In the film, he, of course, was still going to take that traditional role and pay for everything. He wanted, because he was traditional, he wanted to pay for his daughter's wedding. But the soon-to-be son-in-law, his dad, was mega rich, and he wanted to invite like 500 people, and he had this mega yacht and everything. And so there was this a little bit of a struggle between the two dads. They were butting heads in terms of that, but they finally, in the end, they sort of have a meeting of the minds. Now, this film stretched a little longer than the other two. This was almost 2 hours long, and if I'm being honest, I think they should have kept the film to an hour and a half. It did stretch a little bit long. The film ended right after the wedding, which is pretty much what happened in the first two, but it took quite a bit longer to get to that point. The film was different in that there was going to be a wedding, but it was going to be at the dad's place, at the son-in-law's dad's place. It was going to be over there, but they had to cross this bridge, and there was this storm that came in and it destroyed the bridge. And so they had to, at the last minute, come up with another location. So they decided to have it at the bride's mother and father's house. So there was all this commotion at the end. So it was a bit of a chaos because of the storm and the venue change. And that's actually what helped bring the family closer together in the end. It was fairly entertaining. It was the least of my favorite of the three. Some people like this film more than the other two, but I'm not in that camp. In fact, I would only give this film 2 stars. I say, if you want to see Father of the Bride, check out the 1991 version. I think that's my favorite between these three, and don't really look back.